Back in 1999, the city of Tucson took advantage of a new state law to fund a downtown revitalization project called Rio Nuevo. Millions of dollars in state sales taxes have been channeled into this project, yet critics will point out that downtown Tucson still has a way to go before becoming a vibrant business, arts, and entertainment hotspot. Local architect Corky Poster served for 4 years on the Rio Nuevo board, and in this interview with Laura Markowitz, he offers his perspective on why Rio Nuevo has floundered and some things that we can look forward to in downtown Tucson.
Making cracks about Rio Nuevo is like complaining about the cafeteria food. Everyone does it. It reflects a certain cynicism and frustration with the big schemes of Rio Nuevo that never seem to amount to much. But Corky Poster, the recently retired director of the architecture school at the University of Arizona, says what most people don't understand is that the challenges of revitalizing downtown are rooted in bad decisions that were made decades ago.
Everything we've done for the last 35 years is correcting mistakes we made 40 and 50 years ago.
Poster says the biggest mistake was a policy called slum clearance, which swept the nation in the 1960s and early 1970s. The government came in and razed poor neighborhoods that abutted downtown.
We lost 300 to 400 historic houses in Barrio Histórico, Barrio Viejo, to build the convention center, to build the government complexes. And with that, we sort of sucked the life out of downtown. Soon after that, downtown died as a retail center and really became a 9-to-5 center where folks in government, in banking, in limited businesses would come, work downtown, and then leave, since the folks who occupy downtown essentially been pushed out, became a ghost town. And people finally realized that wasn't such a good idea.
In the 1970s, development sprawled outward, and suburban malls replaced downtown as the shopping and entertainment center of Tucson. Downtown couldn't compete with the comfort of an air-conditioned mall during the brutal heat of summer. And even more important, malls offer free and plentiful parking, something downtown doesn't have.
When we take our cities and try to fix them, but then say, by the way, we need to have one parking space for every 200 square feet of building that we build, and we need two parking spaces for every resident, and then that is a scale breaker. And it's the scale that makes downtowns fun. And we want both. The answer is you can't have both.
But what Tucson will have in the near future is a modern, air-conditioned streetcar. It'll run every 10 minutes from west of I-10, past the convention center, through downtown and 4th Avenue, all the way to the University of Arizona.
That's the ribbon that ties all the necklace together. And that's a key item. If the streetcar can give us another way to get around, and we add our feet to that other way to get around, and we can start to reclaim our city from the spatial terror of the automobile, then it'll start to be a nice place to be again.
Corky Poster believes that slowly but surely, a vibrant downtown is emerging.
I think Rio Nuevo, as an effort, is unreasonably being picked on.
He sees three separate areas of Rio Nuevo that have evolved separate fates. The most successful is the northeast side of downtown, near Congress and Toole.
The Rialto Theater is an amazing music venue. The restaurants in, whether it's Barrio or whether it's Maynard's or Enoteca or Poca Cosa, they're just great places to go. So that whole part of downtown is thriving and will continue to thrive, and it gets some support from Rio Nuevo. The second piece is the Convention Center, and it's really the area west of the current Tucson Convention Center. That's a much bigger scale project. That's a hotel. That's moving ahead. It's funded. The market's there. Is a strong need for it. But it'll go ahead as kind of a big, bulky project as opposed to a project made up of a lot of moving parts. The thing that worries me most is the what was called the Museum District. The Science Museum, the Arizona Historical Society, the Arizona State Museum, the Children Museum, and the Origins Project. That really has no funding source at all right now. That was really exciting. It was really exciting for the West Side. It was really an exciting intellectual center for Tucson, sitting right over its historic roots. And I think that's a long way off right now.
Some critics point out that there might have been funding for those projects had not so much money been wasted on architectural plans that never got off the drawing board.
Don't blame the architects. I mean, we just do what we're asked to do. The rules change. If you do plans over and over again, you waste money on architects and planners. It needs to be a ratchet that goes forward and doesn't go backwards. A good example is that the University of Arizona spent a lot of money on designing that Rainbow Bridge. And then when they finally decided it was not affordable, then they paid that same architect money to design a completely different science center. So it's a question of having a clear vision as a decision maker and continuing to move in one direction and not starting over again and starting over again. So I think there is way too much of that. And I think that criticism is really well-founded.
With the benefit of hindsight, Poster says Rio Nuevo probably should have been broken into small projects from the beginning, rather than sold to the public as big blockbuster changes. The fact is, improvements to downtown happen slowly and incrementally.
Folks in the foothills and in the edges of the cities folded their arms and said, call us when Rio Nuevo is finished. Didn't work that way. It's finished now and it never gets finished. I think both of those things are true. You know, I mean, everyone has that attitude that Rio Nuevo is some kind of project and that they're going to stand and criticize it. And when it's completely done and the ribbon's on it, then they'll come. But that's ridiculous. There are great restaurants, great music venues, all kinds of cool places to be. And people need to start coming downtown now rather than harping about it.
For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.